ring.
That's a telephone. I'll answer it.
No, I must count them. Yeah, two rings.
I have to answer the phone there.
No, I'm counting the rings. Three rings.
Podcast Bone Phone.
In March, if you see these guys stumbling around St. Louis with a giant backpack on, it's not filled with props and supplies. It's filled with cases upon cases of Bud Light. On the Bone Phone, I have the maniacs that created a life-size replica of the Evil Dead cabin. It's Don and Steve Dolshaw. What's up, boys?
How you doing, Baker?
Hey.
Hey, man, thanks for having us on. We're huge fans, and it's an honor to be on the show.
Yeah. You know, the honor's all on your side of the table. No. You thought I was going to say the other thing. No, anyway, I talked to you guys every year. They were in St. Louis. We ended up running into you guys, and we ended up spending a lot of time with you guys. I don't know what we talk about or what we do, but...
That's what keeps it fresh every year when you don't remember anything from the year before.
Yeah, it seems like we have a good time hanging out, so...
Yeah, I have that general impression left
over.
Yeah,
we'll just keep going with that. All right, so... you know what? I just ended up clicking on your YouTube profile. Do you guys are both divers?
Yeah. My dad actually, our dad runs a commercial dive company, and that's kind of how we got into it. He got us started young, and we do a lot of work at power plants and going down and fixing whatever they need fixing that's below water, basically. That's our day job.
And your night job is selling dime bags on the corner? No, it's your night. Shh. Yeah, pushing, making the statutes work.
Yeah.
When did you build the Evil Dead cabin? Was it last year or the year before that?
It was last year. We started building it last mid to late August is when we got the our pieces from the original cabin that kind of inspired us to build it, and that's when we started building it, which left us only a little bit less than 2 months before our event is kind of a one night Halloween party event, basically a big display in our two barns and then a hayride, and so we built the cabin inside one of these barns, and we had to work quick. I wouldn't even have thought it was possible. I was thinking about it maybe for next year, but Steve kind of talked me into it that we should try it, and we survived. You know, we got there. It's still not 100% movie accurate. There's always going to be a little bit more we can do to make it a little bit more perfect, like it was in the movie. But we got it pretty damn close. It was party ready by mid October.
You got a piece of the original cabin, which was from the first or the second movie.
From the second movie. We'd always wanted to build a cabin. It was from Evil Dead 2. To us, that's our favorite one of the trilogy. It's kind of Bruce Campbell calls it a requel. It's like the remake of the second one with more money and better special effects. And we've loved that movie ever since we were kids. We happened to, it was around 4th of July last year. Somebody posted on one of the haunt pages on Facebook that somebody was selling a piece of that original cabin on eBay. And it was it's the biggest surviving piece. It's the gable end, the big triangular piece from one end of the cabin. And we said, you know, what the hell? We'll see if we can get it. We ended up getting it. And then when we went to pick it up, the guy had a bunch more stuff. So we ended up also getting, we got one original window frame from the cabin, an original pair of shutters. A lot of the tin roofing for the roof kind of overhangs the front porch. Most of that tin roofing is original. We had to, of course, find more to do the rest of the roof to make it look right. And then, let's see, we also got like a 55-gallon drum that Ash trips over at one point in the movie. And a few odds and ends, like some pieces of where he has to bury his girlfriend, Linda. If you notice in the movie, he's not digging through dirt. It's like a pit of coal. We got some pieces of that coal. They did some stuff to some of the trees in front of the cabin to make them look evil, like they were coming to life. And they actually used expanded spray foam. They covered it in, and we got some big hunks of that. But that gable end part of the cabin is definitely our biggest piece. And that's once we got that, that's when we knew we had to put it into an actual cabin.
Where did they shoot the second movie?
They shot the second movie in Wadesboro, North Carolina. And they actually, most of the outside shots were filmed. They added on to a cabin that was already there. But most of the interior shots, they also rebuilt the same sets inside of an old high school in the area. So what we have is a piece of the actual cabin that was out in the woods. It actually, in 2014, everything got knocked down by a microburst. And the guy that owned the place, he didn't know anything about Evil Dead and didn't really seem to care that much about it. He was going to bulldoze everything so he could go through and clear cut all the trees. But the guy that we bought our stuff from found out about that, and he talked the guy into letting him go in and take everything out of there that he possibly could to save it. And that guy's name was Mike Pasquale. So he deserves some credit for going in there and kind of working his butt off and saving as much of this stuff as he could. And then I guess he didn't really have the space for all of it, so he sold off a few bits and pieces.
So he kept some himself and sold some to you and a few other maniacs?
Right, yeah. He kept the prime pieces for himself, and he may have sold some more since then. I think the main thing that he had was the entire work shed, you know, Ash builds his chainsaw arm and cuts off Linda's head. You know, the really pivotal location in the scene is he saved that whole thing and kind of rebuilt a frame so that he could take it to different horror conventions and set it up, and people would pay to come, you know, take a selfie with it. He had a picture of himself with Bruce Campbell in front of it, which just freaking blows my mind.
Nice.
But I believe since then he sold that off to somebody else. But
okay.
But yeah.
He had his fun with it. He had his way with it and just tossed it away.
Yeah, I got the feeling like maybe his wife wasn't too happy with all the Evil Dead stuff taking up the whole garage and everything. And I think that might have been what kind of made him want to start selling stuff.
Now, whose farm is it on, and whose barn is it in?
It's actually our parents have 30 acres in Gardner, Kansas. And we started out in one barn that's 100 feet by 60 feet, kind of outgrew that, built another one right next to it. And that is where we built the Evil Dead cabin and a few other sets that we're building. And we plan to, in the future, maybe build our own version of the work shed to put next to the cabin, and maybe even get a replica of the car that Bruce drove in the movie to have parked out in front of the cabin. We think that'd be cool if we could find one.
Now, how accurate is the cabin?
As accurate as we can get it. They used two different scenes for the movie. They built one in a high school gym, and then they used a lot of the exterior shots from the cabin that was actually out in the woods. So you had to kind of hit a happy medium between the two of them. But it's as accurate as we can get it. We have some floor plans we got offline, and the doors are all spaced correctly. The dimensions are all spaced correctly. So,
yeah, it was kind of rough when we slowly figured out that the interior sets that they built in that school gymnasium were bigger. I guess they wanted more room for filming inside. So we were trying to figure out, we knew we had the size of the original cabin. So we were trying to figure out why aren't things quite fitting the way they should, like where there should have been a full size couch. We could only fit a love seat, smaller type of couch. And we eventually figured out because the original cabin, the exterior shots are actually smaller. And then the one where they did most of the interior shots, they had built a bigger set. So we had to kind of figure that out. But we know that our exterior is the exact same dimensions as the original cabin. And we even went through kind of a lot of work. If you look in the movie, the roof is kind of sagging in the middle. You know, it's supposed to look old, like it's been there for a while. So we had to do some kind of some fancy woodwork to make our roof also sag like that.
Which was way harder than building it correctly.
Yeah, so much.
Cutting those angles and figuring that out, it's a pain in the balls.
Yeah,
right.
So the interior, as far as like tables and all that kind of shit, how did you do the hearth?
You know, we built a wooden frame of, you know, we took so many screenshots from the movie that it's basically like every other frame in the movie we've got a screenshot of to kind of figure out how big that was supposed to be. So the interior of the fireplace is all wood, but we painted it to make it look like it's concrete on the bottom. We've got it looks like a burning fire in there. And then the chimney on the outside, that was another hard part because nobody really had very good dimensions on that. And there weren't a whole lot of good angles on it in the movie to figure out. Because, you know, it starts a certain size at the bottom and then kind of curves in, and that took a lot of doing. And we still have to put some rock on the outside of that to make it perfect. Right now it's just kind of covered in like a concrete, thin concrete covering. So that's not 100% yet. But and then as far as we spent a lot of time online just Googling things, trying to find the exact right table that the there's a reel-to-reel tape recorder that they press that kind of starts all the all the badness in the movie. We've got the exact reel-to-reel tape recorder.
Nice.
But the table that we've got it sitting on isn't quite right, so we're still working on that. We, you know, there's a floor lamp that we had to find the exact right kind. We were able to find the exact kind of bookcase that they had on the wall, which we thought was pretty pretty funny. I think we found that at an auction. And then
what about
there's like a
What about the Necronomicon? Did you make that? Did you make a version of it?
No, we didn't make it. I already had a who was it? Trick or Treat Studios that for a few years has been putting out a pretty good replica of what the outside looks like. Mm-hmm. But I've got a guy right now. I should have it within a couple of weeks. Is making me one that you actually open it up and it has. He's redone the art of the pages from the movie.
No shit.
And going to age out the pages. That way we'll have one. You actually open it up, and it's just like the one from the movie. And also, we got the Kandarian dagger that kind of comes in, is important towards the end of the movie. That's what they want to try to use to kill the evil, and it doesn't quite work out. But we've got a pretty good replica of that also.
Awesome.
Kind of sitting on the desk there. And we were able to I kind of ripped the audio out of the certain parts of the movie and was able to record it onto that reel-to-reel tape, which is a new thing for me. I'd never mess with anything like that, and it was kind of an old machine and didn't want to work, but we finally got that going, so it sounds legit when you play it, and it looks good, you know.
That is kick ass. Now I worked in radio back in the 90s, like as digital was just starting to come into play. And everybody was still working on reel to reel. So I cut my teeth on, splicing out tape, and, you know, you have to splice it and then cut. Oh, my God. I couldn't even imagine having to go through. Hotcast would not exist. If I had to go back in time. No friggin' way. Just wouldn't happen. That is killer. So you've got the reel-to-reel. You've got the dagger. You've got the Necronomicon. Do you have a deer head, like a crazy deer head for the fireplace? Or was it above the fireplace, or was it on the wall?
Yeah, right above the fireplace on the wall. And we have a taxidermy deer head that's real creepy looking and everything, kind of as a placeholder for now. I've got some plans on how to. I've never been able to find anybody that's built one that actually moves and will open its mouth like the one in the movie. I found somebody that said they were working on it.
Now there's a guy. He was actually probably like my first interview on Hauntcast, Dave Lindblom from. He doesn't own Haunt Form anymore. He sold it off. Sell out? No. he had made one. I was at a make and take years ago when within the first year or so of Hauntcast, and I went to a make and take, and he had his version of it, and it laughed. It wasn't like amazingly animated, but it was animated. The head did move. I think the mouth moved a little bit, and he got the MP3, or, you know, he ripped the laugh from the movie, and it was pretty crazy. Like I say, if you find him on Facebook, hit him up and ask him if he maybe he has some advice on how to make it, or who knows, maybe it's for sale, you know, maybe he'll sell it to you.
I will definitely do that, because that's going to be, when we get that right, that'll probably be kind of the centerpiece of the cabin, because everybody's favorite scene from the movie is the one where Ash is kind of going crazy, and all the deer head and everything in the cabin starts coming to life and laughing at him, and you get the gooseneck lamp kind of moving around. We want to have that eventually. I'm not sure how exactly we're going to do it. The lamp is kind of jarring around and moving, and then you got the deer head turning towards him and laughing at him, and its eyes kind of go white. And we want to be able to do all of that eventually. But right now what we're working on is the part where Henrietta comes out of the cellar as the old lady who's turned into a deadite, and they've got it kind of chained up as she's trying to push her way out. We've got Henrietta in there. We've only got like a foot or so to work with, because it's not actually a real cellar. But so last year we just had her head and hands there, and we had the sound effects going saying "Let me out." But I just got my shipment from Fright Props a few days ago for all the stuff I think we're going to need to get that cellar door jarring up and down, you know, in sync with the music and everything. So actually seems like she's trying to escape. So hopefully that'll be our topper for this year.
They didn't have a real cellar underneath that cabin either. I think they just dug out like a few feet or something. So anyway, but that is unbelievable. So yeah, once again, work in progress. You guys got a little bit more to do. Do your guests, do people really know the movie enough? Like when your guests show up, are they oh, this is amazing? Or do they just go, oh, this is kind of cool. They don't really know the reference to the movie, or do they get it?
Most of them just think it's cool and, you know, a good scene, but the ones that get it, that really get into it, but it's still a good set either way.
Yeah. You get a few people who do know the movie. We had posted some stuff about the process of building the cabin on, I think it was Casey Home Haunters and a couple other things online. Then we started getting messages from people, you know, can we come out and see this? And we actually had a few people show up that we didn't know, who just wanted to come out and see the Evil Dead cabin. And they were the ones that they spent their whole time in the cabin or sitting on the swing out on the porch, just, looking at every little detail and loving it. And for us, that was the coolest part, was seeing people who love the movie and could appreciate, you know, how much work really went into it.
Yeah, so that's what's going to end up happening, is people are going to start hitting you up all the time going, hey, can I come out and see it? And you'll start getting people year-round probably wanting to come out.
That'd be fine with me. Anybody who wants to come out and see it, I'd like to work it out, because, that's they're my kind of people. They're obsessed with the movie just like we are.
You put on all this hard work, you know. You don't want to just have a one-night exhibition, you know.
Yeah, let everybody enjoy it.
Exactly. Yeah, start grabbing people off the street. Come on in. Check it out. You know what this is? Here, I got the movie. We'll watch together. And then I'll walk you through my cabin.
We had somebody online ask if they could be the first ones to be murdered in there. And I told them they were too late.
What about pictures and vid? Did you take some? Do you have it online? Like, where can people check it out?
There, if you go to our Facebook page, it's Jack's Hollow is the name of the haunt. We have a lot of the progress pictures from the building, and then also some pictures and video of it, mostly done at last year's party. And then here within the next couple of weeks, we're going to be adding a lot more, like when we get that cellar door animation finished and things like that. And we'll get some better videos and pictures of everything as we get it, you know, completely done. And we'll put those on as well if people want to get on and check those out.
Yeah, yeah, definitely keep us abreast of your future progress on the cabin. What else are you working on? Do you have anything else you guys are excited about building that you're working on right now for your Halloween extravaganza?
Well, we're not really doing anything else new, super big this year that I can think of. We had to move around some existing props and sets from when we built the cabin. Like, we have a, I don't know if you know, the Scare Factory body snatcher climbs up and down the rope. I don't know if you've seen that at Trans World, but we had one of those, but he was too close to the cabin last year, so we couldn't run him. So we've been working on moving him, which is kind of a process, and the whole setting underneath him, so we could have him going again this year. And other than that, we're getting the, you know, the normal party stuff ready that we have to do. And then if we have any time left over, we'll, you know, put some more into the cabin.
So you guys are spending money on things other than just Bud Light when you're at Trans World.
We do.
It's nice to see that you're actually supporting some vendors there. That's nice.
Yeah, we do. We do buy stuff there. Usually we come home with at least one pretty big prop each year. This year we didn't. I almost bought that giant possum that they had over at
That was killer.
I love that thing, I don't know what was so great about it, but I smiled every time I walked by, but I didn't end up going for it, but that's something maybe for next year. I might have to get that. I'm sure I could find a good home for him.
Hey, I appreciate your continued support, as both of you guys, and you didn't have to do that because I know you're brothers and you probably could just share this show anyway, but not that you have to share it. But yeah, I mean, like, you know, you guys both didn't have to step up. I appreciate the fact that you did, because you guys have been big time supporters and listeners of the show from way back.
From the beginning. Yep. Yeah, it's our pleasure, because we get a lot of joy listening to this show and having it going while we build props and, you know, get ready for the party. It's the perfect soundtrack. We've actually been out in the barn the last few hours doing a little work, listening to the most recent episode again, and we just love it, man. We're so glad you're back.
Oh, yep. You know, and if other people wanted to support us on Patreon, they could go over to patreon.com/hauntcast.
And they should definitely do that.
Oh, yes.
You know, you guys are a prime example. You guys are leading by example, and they should follow. You know what I'm saying?
if we can do it, anybody can do it. Come on.
I know. It was amazing having both of you guys on. I want you both to have a wicked pissa Halloween. Can you do that for me?
Thanks, Baker.
We can do it. You too.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunted Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.